Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We detailed a lot of this yesterday on our show. You know, Hunter Henry sounded like he was second-guessing Mayo about the fourth down decision. Mm-hmm. He hemmed and hawed, big long pause. I'm like, all right, well, players are probably upset about that. A lot of players wanted to go for it on fourth down on offense, and of course they
do. Yeah, yeah, why not?
Pop Douglas, we detailed a couple of different times.
Pop on the tape Douglas.
Good old pop on the tape Douglas. I'm open. Go check out the film.
Yeah.
He said he was happy last year. I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it in front of me, but like he was happy last year. He hasn't gotten the chance to show what he can do this year.
Right.
So players are frustrated. Never mind. If I'm a defender on this team, I'm ready to check out at the drop of a hat. You said this yesterday, and you're right. They don't have much of a leg to stand on based on the way that game went against the Seattle offense, but they carried this team a year ago. They were in a bunch of games. They couldn't win them because of the offense. Week one, the offense was just barely good enough to win a game, but you get the feeling that those defensive players are just teetering on checking out anyway. It feels like, and it's early,
yeah,
but it feels like the first real challenge for Jerod Mayo, and it's a huge game looming on Thursday. How do you keep these guys bought in and not, never mind second-guessing, openly second-guessing the coaching
staff? No, I mean, we talked about how, you know, wins and losses is really, that's it. That's what it comes down to. And we were looking at it almost from, like, an outside, like, fan perspective, right? Like, how the season could go, you know, how Jerod Mayo handles himself, how you look at it. Like, well, when you're winning, it's one way. When you're losing, it's another way. But now when you look inside the locker room, and this is a team that those guys are very well aware of what was being said about them and that they might be one of the worst teams in the league. They weren't going to win a lot of games. And I wonder if after winning week one, right, you beat Joe Burrow. Like, what a shot in the arm that is. And then week two, you're feeling pretty good. You have a lead in the fourth quarter, and it's a very winnable game. And then you lose it to Seattle. It's only one loss, but I think they felt like they were going to win that game. They thought they were going to be 2-0, and now they're not.
They should have won. They should have won the game.
They should have for sure won the game.
I think they felt it going in, to your point.
Yeah,
and then as the game's playing out, they're like, we should win this. We let it get away.
But also, like, this happens all the time. Like, last night's game, Philadelphia, if those guys in the locker room feel like they should have won the game, they're right. They should have won the game.
That's a good point.
But it's like, all right, how do you respond? How do you bounce back from that? And it's just funny to me because I'm with you. It does feel like there's a ton of frustration, and I'm glad that these guys care, but it's also like, you weren't going to go 17-0. Like, you weren't going to be this wagon of a team. They're taking it personal, and, you know, it's almost maybe in a good way. They got the short week, and we'll see what it looks like when they take on the Jets on Thursday. But, yeah, there's definitely a good amount of frustration in there, and I think enough to go around. I think offense and defense. Like, this isn't a, you know, point the finger at the other side of the ball week.
Not yet.
But there's a lot going on. I mean, hell, you had a guy quit already. Like,
you
had a guy just bail on the team already,
even before the loss. Okorafor got benched week one and was like, I'm out of here. And that was coming off a win, to your point.
Yeah.
So I want to get into who we think they're mad at. Are the players frustrated? Maybe mad is even too strong. Are they frustrated with the coaching staff? If so, who? Is it Mayo? Is it Alex Van Pelt? Are they frustrated with the quarterback play, Jacoby Brissett? You can jump in, 617-779-7937. And how do you think Mayo deals with this compared to Bill Belichick? I will get to it in a moment, but do you think, Keith, because to me it feels more than just we're frustrated after a loss, we're happy after a win, because it really came crumbling down quite a bit just coming off the first week. We were all gung-ho about Mayo and the performance and ready to run through a brick wall for him and blah, blah, blah. And now you're getting like open second-guessing and frustration with the game plan and the approach.
Yep.
Do you think that's just week to week, we're frustrated when we lose, we're happy when we win, or do you think there's more to this?
So I think each guy might be a little bit different, or there's probably groups of it. So I don't, like, you have 53 guys on the team, so they don't all feel the same way. So like Hunter Henry, for example, we talked to him yesterday. He's probably frustrated that they didn't go for it on fourth down. They didn't think that the, you know, the offensive coaches and the head coach didn't think they could get a yard.
But he's happy with 12 targets.
12 targets.
He's probably happy about that.
It was a career high in yards. Like, we're making fun of the offense, but Hunter Henry has never had as many receiving yards in a game as he did on Sunday. So I think Hunter Henry by no means is frustrated with Jacoby Brissett. Probably not frustrated with Alex Van Pelt. Might be a little frustrated at Mayo for not going for it. But that's sort of him. So you put him to the side. I think Pop Douglas probably is frustrated with Jacoby Brissett.
Interesting.
Even if he's not, even if he, you know, maybe he understands, all right, the offensive line's not great. Jacoby doesn't have a ton of time back there. But he's got to be frustrated at Alex Van Pelt, perhaps, for the number of snaps that he's getting. Also, my guess is the receiving crew across the board. And Jalen Polk even made a comment, remember, in the preseason where he was like, you know, we know what you guys are saying about us. If you're not riding with us now, like, don't ride with us or whatever.
Don't ride. Don't get on the bandwagon. Yeah.
Jaron Duran did. And it was kind of quiet because everybody was so obsessed with Drake May and Jerod Mayo. We kind of overlooked Polk talking about that. So I think the wide receiver group has a ton to prove, but they are in a run-first offense, one of the very few run-first offenses in today's NFL. And when they do throw it, they're throwing to the tight end and the back. So I bet the receivers have a completely different level of frustration than Hunter Henry versus the defense. Like, they all have their own frustrations after a loss. But for the receivers, they're like, hey, everybody thinks we suck. And based on how we're playing these games, like, they look like they're right. Like, we don't think we suck, but we have three catches as a group.
Yeah, could you throw us the ball?
We need an opportunity. We need a target.
So who are they frustrated with? It's a good question. 617-779-7937. You seem to think Pop Douglas is frustrated with Jacoby Brissett. You said that during the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. You flagged this comment, WEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart. Jacoby Brissett's on every Monday on Patriots Mondays here on WEI.
For now.
For now.
They talk to the starting quarterback, so I believe two more weeks they will have Jacoby
this
Brissett.
This is the better way to phrase that. Yeah, they don't talk to him every Monday. They talk to the starting quarterback.
Correct.
Every Monday. Here's what Jacoby Brissett had to say about those Pop Douglas comments.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he's frustrated me. I mean, you know what I mean? If he wasn't, it would be more alarming than him not getting the ball, to be honest with you. But, you know, just explain it to him, man. It's you're going to have those games where it happens like that. But, you know, like I said, it's the second game of the year. You know, we're still trying to figure out our identity and, you know, how this thing's going to play out as far as the offense. So, you know, it's a long season ahead. I told him, man, it's 15 games left, you know, right? I think we play 17 games now. So 15 games left, man. It's a lot of football left ahead of us. You know, obviously, you know, we're still getting better, you know, as a whole, individually, as an offense, you know. So, I'm glad that he's frustrated, but, you know, obviously you got to use the frustration towards the right way.
So, first of all, I get it. He doesn't know how many more games he's playing, which is why he struggled with. Is it 15 more? Is it two
games,
more?
Yeah.
How many more games am I playing? I get why he struggled with that.
Right.
Again, you flagged that comment. What jumped out to you about that?
So, one, I think he's very uncomfortable talking about it. I don't think he wants to bury Pop Douglas. I think there's clearly some frustration back and forth. I think he even recognizes that the frustration is with him. Like, Jacoby Brissett is usually very comfortable.
Yeah. You are convinced it's him. You don't think it's frustration with the coaching staff and Van Pelt?
Well, I mean, it can be both,
can
it?
But you think it can, definitely can be, but
I think
it's more about that.
Yes, because I think Pop Douglas is looking at it two ways. One, he should be on the field more, so that's an Alex Van Pelt criticism. But then it's, when I am on the field and when I am running routes, I need to get the ball. So I think that is a Jacoby Brissett criticism. So it is both, right? Like, he didn't play 100% of the snaps. If he did, he'd have no beef with AVP, but
right.
I think he does. So I think he does have a concern with both. But what kind of jumped out to me with Jacoby Brissett is, usually, say whatever you want about him as the quarterback, he's a good spokesman. He's really good at these press conferences. He comes across, like, even if you're like, ah, you're not a good quarterback, you hear him and you're like, ah, he's a nice guy. You like him. He was kind of like tripping over himself at the beginning of that. Like, I think it's not a very comfortable spot for him to
be.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm glad he's frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they say about receivers. Like, all receivers should want the ball. Now, there is also part of it, and I'm very pro receiver, and I'm very, you know, pro getting Pop Douglas the ball. We are talking about Pop Douglas. We're not talking about Randy Moss or Terrell Owens. You know what I'm saying? There's a little bit of that.
The further we get away, because we were talking about it in real time yesterday, you know, Karen Garigian wrote about how he had his head down in his locker, he's scrolling through his phone, he blew off the media after the game. Yesterday, he spoke with the media. We'll play it for you coming up if you missed any of it. And, I mean, first of all, he sounded very sheepish about it, but not quite as, like, strong and adamant as I was anticipating.
Yeah, like he's, I want him to be good, but come on.
So we talked about these comments in real time, but the further we get away from it, the more I am like, okay, bud, like you're not Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I know. There's,
you know,
that, yeah.
You're not, I know he didn't play last night, AJ Brown or somebody yeah. like that. Yeah, you're yeah, not yeah. Jamar Chase. So like cool it a little bit. Like I do want to say that as well.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But I think the frustrations are real, and we're getting texts, 37937. Guys, they were supposed to be bad this year. Are you trying to create controversy? Is that your only move? I don't think it's creating controversy.
No, I don't think the team feels that way, though. After two, I think they thought they were going to surprise a lot of people, and they still might. There's a lot of season left. But I think we're talking more about how those guys are reacting after a loss because, yeah, me, you, almost everybody listening expected a ton of losses. And, you know, certainly I thought they were going to lose week one.
Yeah.
And so they didn't, and maybe they were hoping to be a little bit better. And they also had this game. Like, this isn't a Seattle dominated start to finish, and there's like, no, they were in it, and now you can really point back to a play or two as to what could have been the difference.
And as a fan, you're frustrated with the game. So, of course, they're God, frustrated, yeah. and yeah. they lost, so duh, I get that part of it. They had a player leave. After 1 week,
bailed.
Their off-season plan at left tackle said, I'm out of here. No. Pop Douglas is saying he wants the ball. He was happy last year. He's not happy this year. And put on the tape, I'm open. Never mind Hunter Henry, I think pretty clearly, second-guessing the decision in overtime to go for it, or not to go for it, rather, on fourth down and to punt. And so I don't think it's creating controversy, but maybe you disagree. Maybe it's just ebbs and flows in the NFL. You're happy when you win. You're upset when you lose. Nothing to see here.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.